So a person asks, says, they say, I've often been thinking about the way the Buddha talks about people who lack a sense of urgency as being intoxicated by youth, life, or health. And I was wondering if you could explain in what way being young or healthy is the same as being intoxicated by alcohol, for instance. And what do those things have in common? So why is it called an intoxication? Yeah.
So the main principle about being intoxicated, whether it's with alcohol, with drugs, or with anything, is that you have to be forgetting the dangers that come with intoxication in order to be intoxicated with it. In other words, you can't really be deliberately, knowingly intoxicating yourself with alcohol, for example, being fully aware of it and deliberately making yourself intoxicated with it. You have to forget about or ignore all of the other things that come when you engage with alcohol. The carelessness that it might lead you into, the fact that you will have symptoms later on, the fact that you might have an accident because of whatever. And you just kind of have to go with it and not see any danger in it later on. And what makes this similar to intoxication, the reason why then these things are described as intoxications, intoxication of youth or of health, for example, what it really has in common is that while things feel okay, as in while you're enjoying the things that come with being young, with being healthy, with being alive, you forget, or you ignore, not that you forget, you ignore, because you do know these things, you ignore the underside of that, or the other side of that, that's always inescapable. So, you know, when you're healthy, it's an inescapable fact that you are liable to get sick. When you're young, just even the word young already implies old age on the other hand of it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to even think of youth. It wouldn't make any sense as an idea. The word life has death as its counterpart. So the reason then that these things are described as intoxications is that when you're intoxicated with youth, when you're intoxicated with health, and when you're intoxicated with life, you're not seeing that other side that is there. And because of not seeing that other side that is there, similarly as with being intoxicated with alcohol, you become careless and you do things that then kind of increase the engagement with that which is subject to youth, to life, and to health, and is also then equally subject to old age, sickness, and death. And because of that, you are prey to that other side of those things. So, like, if a person were not to engage with alcohol, it would be impossible for them to have a hangover. It would be impossible for them to, like, you know, go into debt because of becoming an alcoholic or whatever. It would be impossible for them to suffer liver sickness on account of alcohol. Now, you can't help, like, having a body that is subject to old age, sickness, and death. But what you can help is being intoxicated with that body, and therefore delighting in it, you know, following its wants, its desires, wherever they lead you, being a slave to it. And when you keep being on a slave to it, it's going to kill you at the end. It's going to torture you. It's going to start making you suffer. The other thing that it has in common, being an intoxication, is that like it basically follows this principle of, when people are intoxicated with, again, let's say alcohol, it's not that they then are completely unaware and or don't experience any bad things that come on account of alcohol. Like, they're quite bothered by those things, but the thing is that they don't see the connection between the two while they're engaging with it, and otherwise they wouldn't engage with it. And that's exactly, again, what makes it an intoxication. That's it's not something you're going to do deliberately.
Loss of perspective.
Loss, you're losing perspective naturally. That's always the common principle of any intoxication, losing perspective on account of it. And so, in again the same way, because you can even suffer sickness. But suffering sickness doesn't make you lose the intoxication, because you only feel the bother of it while you're sick. And you don't see the connection that that bother of feeling sick while you're bothered by being sick has to just, forgetting about it and being intoxicated with all the things that you can only get on account of being healthy, like good food, for example. You take for granted that it always takes good t tastes good whenever you're when whatever food you might like or have desire for. When you're sick with a particular type of illness, that same food has no appeal whatsoever, and you just take for granted all the time completely that this food always tastes good, and you don't realize that just the fact that that food is enjoyable to you depends on the fact that your body happens to be healthy right now. So, and then again, when you become sick, you'll be bothered by it at the time, but because of that intoxication of health, you will be able to completely forget once the sickness goes away and food tastes good again. You won't see the danger of delighting in that food. So I'd say it kind of boils down to that, basically. So you in order to not suffer the perils of old age, of sickness and death, you need to start seeing them as the counterpart of what you're engaging with right now, of the pleasures that you can have on account of this young, healthy, alive body.
While you're young,
While
healthy,
you're
and
young,
alive.
healthy and alive, and not waiting for sickness to hit you, for old age to come to you, certainly not for death. And you need to also stop seeing. It's like you need to stop seeing these things like death, for example. People always think of it as like life is first and there's just a little death on the end. Like, oh, sure, all life ends in death. It would be better to say all death has to begin with life. De death is kind of, you can basically say those two things in either direction. So if you start seeing life as the necessary counterpart of death, you realize that actually death is what you have as the underneath or the other side or the underbelly of everything that you're experiencing.